Hey, it's Cindy Howes and Lizzie Noh from the podcast Basic Folk, honest conversations with folk musicians.
Basic Folk is truly changing the game with our well-researched deep dives that aim to empower the listener while fostering the folk community.
I basically am writing worship music for youth group rejects.
Maternal regrets and maternal guilt are universal.
I try to make things that are beautiful and that are made with like a purity of intention.
You can listen to Basic Folk on the Bluegrass Situation Podcast Network or at basicfolk.com.
Hey, this is Bree Bagwell, and if you want to listen to this podcast early and ad-free, subscribe to my Patreon at www.patreon.com/BreeBagwell.
So now I'm trying to sell this van if anyone wants to buy it. I have cash offer.
Or fried chicken or whatever.
Yeah.
You want, yeah. Listen, somebody make an offer.
I'll take another chihuahua.
I'm just kidding. It's an awesome van, actually.
Thanks. It's the worst van
spacious.
Ever made. I hope Mercedes isn't like, we want to sponsor your podcast, and I'm like talking trash about it. But I think I just kind of got one that was meant to not be on the road as much as we're on the road. But that's okay.
Hey, hey, everybody. This is Bree Bagwell, and this is my podcast, Only Vans, where I talk to my friends in my van.
I wear your hat.
I was just going to say, your choice of hats. Look at this. Watch, I'm going to flip this page because I bet you Kyle's ready to go. Look at your choice of hats is my
choice
first thing
hats.
That I have on there. You good to go, Kyle? Yeah, you wear a Brie hat really well, and I just so appreciate it because...
It's a good hat.
Thanks. You're just such a good singer, and I'm glad you're here on this rainy day. It's like kind of cozy in here.
It is
in
cozy.
In my van.
Yeah, it is cozy. I've never been in your van. I'm excited.
It's the worst. Welcome to the worst.
It's the worst. I see there's a pillow and a blanket, so in case we get sleepy.
You can lay down.
Take a nap.
There's a dream catcher. There's a ton of dirt. So I don't know what if you want to plant a
garden.
There's
a ton of dirt.
Yeah. I need to clean it out. But here's the thing. When you buy a Sprinter van or anybody like in the world that's listening, like I can't take this to a car wash. It's too tall.
Oh, yeah.
And so... If I want to vacuum this out and everyone's like, just get a mobile detailer. Well, for $300.
Yeah, no, thanks. I'll figure it out. I could stand in the driveway and just scrub it down myself and get a vacuum.
I think so. I have a blower.
Everything.
I might do it because it got really bad this last
week.
Yeah, weekend.
I mean, that could get some of those leafy, you know.
Okay, well, after this, I'm going to make a little video for you of me blowing the van out.
Do it. Please do.
But our new thing that we're thinking about getting, it's going to have a place where we can put all of our hats. Like all of our cowboy hats and stuff, you know, or whatever they're called now. All of our Americana hats.
Oh, yeah.
Because there are days... where their hair just cannot be fixed. It was washed.
Yeah. Dry shampoo.
Yeah.
I do. I do wear hats when I can't wash my hair.
Yeah. It's like being a girl. It was so refreshing just talking to Rio right before I talked to you because he's the only guy that kind of understands getting ready and like having.
I know. He would. He would.
He's
got to do his hair.
He has to put his beard oil in.
I could tell he did his hair before he came here.
Yeah.
Like, it was like, oh, usually when I see Rio, it's like 2 hours, 3 hours into the evening at Billy's Ice or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And he
cleaned up for this podcast, and I was like, thank you, sir.
I just wore my overalls.
Well, you look great.
That's all I ever wear.
Really. Always. But we both have, like, that cold front blew in, and it, like...
Just now.
Just... like hit my sinuses weird. So I went and got an IV. That's why I have this purple. It looks like I don't know how to match, but that's not the, I got an IV cause there's a drip bar here and it really,
where is
helps.
That?
It's by
like,
it's,
so if you're starting to feel sick.
Yeah. If I'm starting to feel sick, it has saved me. Last year when we played Billy Bob's the week of, I was like, I'm getting sick and I got an IV and it really helped me, but I shouldn't give them a shout out till they sponsor this podcast, but he did give me a discount today.
Yeah.
It's just called the Drip Bar in New Braunfels, and you go and they put a little blanket on you, put my headphones in, and then, you know, so far I haven't sprouted blood or anything weird. And I don't know. I recommend it. I just have to do whatever because we were just talking about it. Like, there's really no option to get sick because we all play shows year round.
Yeah, you cannot. There is no option. You cannot get sick.
You have to be healthy.
You have to go to your show because there's no one to replace you.
Right.
It's not like calling in sick.
Right. Where are you? Can you talk about where you're living? You don't give specifics.
No, I definitely won't give specifics. I live in an RV on a Texas river, pretty close to town, I would say. But so I can still go to my gigs, but I live, just in an RV. Like, I just moved in.
With yourself and your dog and your kitty?
Yes, with myself and my dog and my kitty. I haven't moved my dog and my cat in yet because I just moved in and I have to go to Houston for a couple of shows. So my nice little lady that's helped me with my animals kept them. But I that's a new challenge I'll have to figure out.
Finding a good dog cat sitter is, when you are a musician, finding that person. I have my best friend Rachel, obviously, here. That's her, like, Whiskey likes her more than me, but I have another girl who will keep her, and then another girl in Houston who will keep her. So, like, I have kind of three people that she really loves and trusts, and that is so valuable.
So important. My Aunt Kathy is what I call her, Aunt Kathy. She has been coming to my shows, and she's so supportive, and I met her through a friend of mine, and she just keeps my animals, and I trust her more than I trust most human beings. So here, have my dog and my cat. I won't have to worry about it while I'm on stage jumping around.
Yeah. Shout out Aunt Kathy. Real MVP.
Yes.
When you're worried about your animals, I mean, like, I'm trying to buy this RV thing right now solely for my dog. Like, it would help me a lot, of course, having a place to go, and it has a bathroom and a shower, but I really don't want people to use that as much as I just want somewhere that I can always have my dog.
Mm-hmm.
And
just don't have to worry about it. Like, you don't think about it.
Yeah.
I have other things I have to think about it. Definitely shout out to Aunt Kathy. She's the best.
She's the best.
She is the best. She let me live with her in between a really hard breakup and moving into my RV. So, which I didn't know I was going to move into an RV.
How did that go down? Did you buy it or are you renting it?
Yeah, I bought it. And I had some really amazing help from some amazing folks who believe in me.
Oh.
And they just helped me out with it. And they knew that I was in a situation where I was kind of like in between, and I was staying at, I mean, like, I had a place to live. I was living at Aunt Kathy's, but like, which was, oh my gosh, she's an angel. I could like write my music and like jam at the top of my lungs. And she's like, this is great. And I'm like, oh, you're the only roommate in the world that would think that, I feel like. But,
I would think that.
Yeah. Oh, thanks, man. Yeah. But yeah, they just knew that's something I always wanted to do because they're friends of mine. They know that one of my goals is to just live in my own RV on the river and do my own thing. And it was kind of the perfect time in my life. And they had remembered that from years ago when I had told them. And they're like, you know what? I think now's the time and we're going to help you with this. And I was like, you're kidding. And I cried, and they're just, you know, really good friends, and they believe in me. And so they're just like, wanted to help. And how can you turn that down when they say the only thing we want from you is for you to just keep going?
I'm going to cry because it's so true. Yeah, because there's no really real way when people say, I want to invest in you or whatever. Paul always jokes like, oh no, there's no investing in this. Like, if you get anything back from your investment, that would be a miracle. But it really comes down to people. Like, if they want to help you, it's like, hey, here's the deal. But there are people out there who come to you with that offer. And it's so amazing. And kind of without those angels.
Just so genuine.
Yeah.
They just know what it takes, that just because they're smart and they think about all the other things that go into this business. And so they just said, hey, here, we're going to throw you a bone because we know you're a musician and you just need some help. And it's one of those where it's like, I've never accepted any help from anyone before. I've always done everything myself, single mom. And I have, of course, songs written about it, but, for a long time, general manager at Whataburger, for a lot of years, and Taco Bell, and that kept the bills paid and insurance, being a mom. He's 20 now and grown. So now I'm doing my own thing. I'm finally able to do my own thing as a musician. Wouldn't have changed anything, but now it's like, okay, I'm not making six figures at doing what I used to do in the restaurant business.
Right.
And
there's no health insurance.
And there's no benefits. Insurance.
There's no, yeah.
And these people are just smart enough to know that and love me enough to demand that they help me with this. No matter how many times I was like, no, I like to do everything myself. Right. No one helps me.
Yeah. But I think it's not for lack of try. It's like when people see you, there was this company, this Brass Berries in Arizona. I met them randomly and they did kind of a similar thing out of the blue, like not too long ago. We're just like, we want to help with your van or something, which is so nice. And then I have like a couple of Patreon members, Trumbull people. They just sometimes throw you a gift where you're like, I don't want to accept this, but sometimes they're the people that see you trying every single day.
You like, learn, you learn to accept the things that are these friends of mine. And like, of course, others who have helped me along the way. It takes a village, you know, more than anyone that it takes a village. Cause like you said, people are like, oh, well, it's an investment. And that these folks are like, they know it's not an investment. They're just sweet. And I have cried and cried. I cried when they told me. I was like, this is a joke. I feel like I won the lottery, honestly. Yeah.
Well, you deserve it because
thank you.
I think like doing what we do, I mean, especially I was thinking about in the early days, like back when, I mean, now they have like lighter speakers. When I used to set up my own PA back, you know, 2010, and like the speakers were so heavy. I've been doing it since speakers were heavy.
Yeah, I've been doing this since speakers were heavy.
And I used to drive my, you know, you drive, you set up, you play a 3-hour gig, you take down, you drive home, you unload all the stuff. Like that is a harder work day than most people could even fathom. And then you're like, I do it all the time. Like, this is just what I do.
Yeah, sometimes it's like a 12-hour day.
Right. You're not at home sleeping. And then someone's like, here's a gift for your music. You're like, no, you're doing it. And then so it comes back in the form of, yeah, but you wish it would just come back in the form of money you make on your music. But that's just not how this society works.
You know, I'm just a songwriter and I just want my music to like be heard. So it's like, if that takes for me driving a few hours and just making a handful of change in order to like for people to hear my music. You have to realize that's what it's about from the beginning or you're going to be disappointed.
Yeah.
I think.
Oh, totally.
Just like writing music and getting it out there for people to hear and then getting feedback where that's a great song. That's for me, that's like the best.
Yeah.
When you write a song, put it out and people are like really affected by a song. You're like, this is why I do it.
Yeah. This is why.
That's it. That's it.
Totally.
Yeah.
I wish, I mean, I'm happy for you that you're doing that because I didn't really consider some of those options and some of the times where I've been most stressed out money-wise in my life was when I just couldn't have a roommate anymore because sometimes you're on the road all the time or you're with a band all the time or you're on stage all the time and you're with people all the time. Like you really kind of need that isolation.
Yes.
You need the time by yourself. You need quiet.
Yes. Have to.
I remember I've lived in my own apartment for way more than I should have, but sometimes it was worth like going broke to have my own
own space.
So I'm super happy for you. Not that, of course, anyone is a bad option. And I had a bunch of great roommates, but
I have to have space and quiet time and alone time, just like any songwriter, I think, to write. I feel like it's like your diary, you know? So like we're on stage and we're pouring out our hearts and it's here, read my diary if you want. That's basically what we're doing as songwriters. So, you know, as we're writing a song, I'm opening my diary and I'm like writing in it. It's like a super private thing, right? I have a hard time co-writing.
Yeah, no, that's totally understandable. I had a roommate once that I was writing in my room and I got knock, knock, knock. It was like, hey, can I help? And I was like, oh no.
Oh my gosh.
And I was like,
why?
This isn't going to fly. I'm going to have to go. But I agree. But when I got signed to Sony, I'd never co-written a song. So I think, and then I co-wrote a bunch. And then my producer that I've done the last two records with, she told me that she thinks I write the best when I write by myself. So sometimes, like, as much as people are like, you need to co-write.
Yeah.
Sometimes people just don't need to.
Yeah.
Or I've gotten better at it, obviously, or I'm really picky about, but it's not sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. Not picky about who I write with, but that's not what I mean. It's just some people I've really found that I gel with. And so I will write there, and we should definitely give it a go.
Yeah.
Me and you.
Yeah. Oh, I'm down. Yeah. I don't have to convince me.
Hey, this is Bree Bagwell. And if you want to sponsor this amazing podcast, all you have to do is email onlyvanspodcast@gmail.com.
And I'm always appreciative of a female singer songwriter. Of course, I am all about that. Just collaborating with females, you know, being in the Billie Jeans, that's been we've kept it just females. We just hired a female bass player female drummer. We had our first female, all female full band rehearsal yesterday.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Because that's on my list, obviously, to ask you about what is going on with the Billie Jeans, because like, talk about my favorite band. And then you guys were at Villa the day I had my Green Hall show.
Yes.
And then I walked downstairs and we had a runaway, but y'all were so good.
Walked in with your like red, like your bun up and your little flower in your hair. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Well, and my
mom's gonna go do her Green Hall show.
My mom was there and my mom was like, who are they? She was obsessed.
The moms love us.
And I'm like, they are so good. But I felt so bad. I think I like messaged you and I was like, I had to run away for this another meet and greet thing.
You did message me. So sweet. And it was, I saw you walk in. I'm like, oh my, you guys behind the mic, you guys, Bree Bagwell just walked in.
Oh, you're so sweet.
But yeah, it's just a really cool project that it was just supposed to be a kind of a fun, one show that we had at the Poorhouse in downtown New Braunfels. Mm-hmm. And, it went really well and we felt really good about it. So we just kept doing it and we didn't really have rehearsals and we're just kind of like sort of committed because we all have solo artists. We all have solo careers.
Yeah.
Full-time solo careers. Four of us.
I know.
And so it's a lot and we knew it would be a lot, but it's worth it. And we just keep. So that was 2 years ago.
That's incredible. Well, I can't wait. I can't wait to see that full band show or any show really by the Billie Jeans is so good. Like y'all's harmonies are perfect together.
Thank you.
Instagram, you guys did a video. I can't remember, but I watched it like 100 times. It was so
the
good.
The McDonald's one?
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, we did. We did. And we really had every intention on doing more, but like we get to rehearsals and we just like, can we just rehearse and not make reels? Because we just want to sound good on stage.
Yeah.
So that's more important to us right now our fame isn't like important. And I think that sometimes making the reel, like the TikTok reels and everything is like, not to be famous, but to get your music out there, right? Which is our goal. But these girls, like, we would rather just sound good on stage. So I think we've, which we'll do some more reels, I'm sure.
Which is great, should be the point.
Yeah, but right? It's few and far between that you get four full-time female musicians to get together in the first place. So we really like to utilize our time rehearsing and sounding good for everyone. Mm-hmm. Four part harmony is hard.
No, I'm so impressed, but you guys nail it. And it's, and all the other girls are, I have them all on the list to be on here too, but it seems like you guys get along really good. How do you decide what songs to play?
Like you said, we just kind of get along really well. I think the four of us are very open-minded. So if we have a suggestion, we're good at two things. We're good at like shutting it down if we need to, if we don't feel like we want to do that. And then the other girls will just be like, okay, cool. No big deal. That's that. Or we just have a lot of the same taste in music.
Yeah.
So that helps. We're just like, yeah, that would be a really good song to do. So for the most part, we're pretty positive, but like, you know, every now and then we're like, no, cause I was all about the Shania, you know, I was like, can we like, you know, kick down the door, like, you know, come out with some Shania or some like tall sparkly boots. And they're like, no. And I'm like, okay, that's cool. You know, they felt strongly about it. And I'm like, that's cool. You know, it's probably cheesy. And that I'm glad I have them to talk me down from my Shania obsession.
Right. You're probably. Like, I want to come down in a spaceship.
I love the 90s. Yeah. I'm the one in the band that loves the 90s. So
we just did a 90s show and we did one Shania song and we have backup singers for that 90s show and they're awesome, but we don't normally have that. So like my guitar player, he said, we should definitely put that Shania in the set. And I'm like, do you hear all those oohs and like all the layers and all the echoes and all the, it almost has to be an all girl, like situation to make a Shania song.
It's true. Mm-hmm. I just sang in a 90s band in Fredericksburg. I was just asked to do like this last minute show. And I'm like, I could totally jump on stage and sing the heck out of some 90s country music, which is what it was. And my job was mostly to sing background vocals to this one girl. I sing a couple lead songs, but she she brought Shania Twain up and we're doing Any Man of Mine, and the background vocals, what they were, I was like, this is not easy.
No,
but I did it. You know, I drove all the way to Fredericksburg and just obsessed over the harmonies of Any Man of Mine all the way there. And I nailed it. So
good job. And it's up
and
there.
And got paid.
Ooh, it's up there.
So
yeah. You want me to sing Shania? I'm going to need a fiddle and 8 other people. And then we can make
that
happen.
And a choir.
Yeah. And some sparkly boots.
And the Billie Jeans.
Of course. I was kind of talking to you earlier about like packing tips and stuff because you live your life on the road. Sorry. I think there's a deer out there.
To say something?
I know.
Whiskey.
There's a deer out there. It's okay.
Just wants to chase it.
I'm sorry. I was thinking about packing tips, and like the first thing that came to my mind was like the favorite thing that I've ever bought for myself, which is I bought this. It holds your bras, basically. It's hard, like a hard case for your bras.
Okay.
And because you ruin your bras, right? Getting wrinkled. And so. And I travel with like one nude strapless and then like one black bra. I know that Kyle's like, what are we talking about?
I mean, it's essential stuff that we need on the road. It's fine.
But the case looks like, it's like pink polka dot with like lace on it. Like it looks hilarious. It looks like lingerie.
Wow.
So one time I had like my suitcase open and my old band was like, like they thought they'd like busted me packing
with,
some
like,
crazy
your lingerie.
Stuff. Yeah. And I was like, oh no. And then I was like, no, look. And they're like, no, we
it
don't
just
want
holds
to.
My bra.
Like,
see?
Like, it just holds my really boring like grandma bras up in here. But like, it was so funny because they thought they had just stumbled upon something.
I'm not going to the strip club in this outfit.
Yeah. I'm not going on. There's no one coming to my hotel room afterwards. It's like, it was so funny, but they have just a bunch of options on Amazon now. I don't know where I got that way back in the day, but
I mean, everything's on Amazon.
Yeah.
I mean, my packing tips would be dry shampoo. I have like a, what's the word? Getaway bag. So like I have like all of my toiletries already packed, you know, and everything I need, a hairbrush for the road. So I don't have to like go through and like handpick everything. And just cause I go to Houston a lot. I'm just starting to tour in Dallas. So I've been learning the tips and tricks, but I haven't really used my RV for any of that yet. So I'm very inexperienced so far.
No, it'll be great. I never unpack. I just keep, I use everything. I just take the little bags out of the big bag and then it reminds me to refill all the things that needed to be refilled. I'm pretty good at
I'm
it.
I'm sure you're on the road a lot more.
Oh, well, I feel like I'm on the road more than I'm not on the road, but I feel like that's not true. That's just how I feel.
Now, do you usually drive this van when you're on, like with your,
yeah,
with your band?
Mm-hmm.
With
so
the band?
The band.
The band.
N-N-E-D. Yeah, this is my rig. So the plan was to gut it and put bunks in it, right? And maybe a couch, and then COVID hit. And then, so now I'm trying to sell this van if anyone wants to buy it. I have cash offer.
or fried chicken or whatever.
Yeah.
You want, yeah. Listen, somebody make an offer.
I'll take another Chihuahua.
I'm just kidding. It's an awesome van, actually.
Thanks.
It's
the worst van
spacious.
Ever made. I hope Mercedes isn't like, we want to sponsor your podcast, and I'm like talking trash about it. But I think I just kind of got one that was meant to not be on the road as much as we're on the road, but that's okay. But I, I'm not in a bus, or I'm not in, which a lot of people kind of think I am, and I'm not. So
do you drive this?
Oh, I drive this.
You do?
Yeah, I'm pretty good at it.
You just drive the boys around?
I backed this trailer up the other day. The boys were impressed.
Oh, I could not do that.
Yes, you can.
I could eventually. I feel like I'm very new at the driving an RV situation, and I don't have a clue how to drive an RV. And it's on a little incline or decline right now, and so my bed when I lay in my bed, I have to like put my head at the other end because I'm like, well, this isn't good. I tried to lay the other way this way and like my boobs were like hitting me in the face. And I'm like, this is not the right situation for this. I feel like I should. So now I have to have someone come out and like teach me how to level it.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Well, the one I'm looking at has an automatic leveler. You just press a button. Does yours have that? It might have that.
You know what? It might.
Because that would really help.
I'm going to read the manual.
I don't want all the blood to like leave your feet and then to chop off your feet and then you don't ever get to do your Shania show.
Yeah, that would be sad. Then I would just put my boot on a nub and be sad about it forever.
True.
I don't know. I don't know how to do this, and but I'm going to figure it out along the way. So when you ask about packing tips, I'm like, well, you know, I'm on the road a lot, but not yet in my RV, but I will be. Mm-hmm. I had two rehearsals yesterday. I had one with the Billie Jeans and then I had my trio rehearsal yesterday and, or last night.
Oh my gosh.
And the boys came and got in my RV. I'm like, well, welcome guys. This is the first night in my RV. And, I'm like, take a good look at it because, you know, I'm putting out an album and then maybe if, you know, some things pick up, then maybe we can hit the road together. And they got excited. And so
I love that.
Yeah.
And the one I'm looking at right now, the guy was like, you can look up anything on YouTube now. So I think that, you know, it's important for people to realize that I wasn't always good at driving a big van and backing up a trailer, but I learned and I did it. And it's okay to suck at things for a little while.
That's why you're like, yes, you can.
Yeah, no, you can.
You know the struggle.
I had a backup moment. I was in a V shape. I was stuck and it was embarrassing. And then I learned from it. And then I'm okay now. At the time, I thought I was
like
gonna
die. Public.
Oh yeah.
Oh no. That's my fear.
It's fine. It's like, and literally it's like people that act like they've never had a problem backing up a trailer. Like every guy that's ever been in my band that's never backed up a trailer has done a bad job at it at some point. So it's like, it's fine.
Okay.
Oh no. And it's like, no. And if a guy's like, oh, let me do that for you. It's like, well, I know you sucked at this at one point too. So don't take it personally.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, you weren't just born and amazing at driving an RV. I'm sure.
But, totally. Just take it wide.
Even as a kid, my dad was a firefighter in Houston. And so we never had a ton of money. So we never had anything like an RV.
Like a recreational.
We didn't have money. So in my life, this is the first time I've ever had this because or ever been in one or part of one. And, you know, so freaking trying to figure out how to do all that has been fun.
I love it.
We
should have done a buy one, get one free. Maybe they would have given me one for free.
That'd be great. Huge. It's 30. It's a Winnebago.
Oh, nice.
It's called a Mini Winnie and it is 31 and a half feet long.
Oh my gosh.
So it's really scary to drive.
No, you're going to be great.
Yeah.
Take it slow. And I know this is crazy, but it like flew by. So I just want to give one last, your Green Hall show is on December 5th.
Yes. I have a Green Hall show on December 5th.
It's on my calendar.
Yay. I would love to see you. That would be such an honor. Connor Montoya and Connor Brown are my guys there with my trio, and we'll be at Green Hall on December 5th. And we'll also be going to Houston tomorrow to open for Paige Lewis and on the Continental Club stage, which we're excited about.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome. Did your guitar player tell you that I met him the other day?
He did last night, which is so funny. When he reached out to me, I was like, that's so funny. Cause last night at the, I was going to tell you, but I'm like, nah. so it's funny that you brought it up, but he was like, hey, last night at rehearsals, he's like, hey, I did something. And I was like, oh my gosh, what did you do? And he's like, I totally like name dropped you to Bree Bagwell. And she said that y'all were good friends. And I'm like, we are good friends. It's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay. Like, and he's like, and it's not a name drop, dude. You're in my band.
Wait, that's not,
like, you're my guitar player. And he's like, okay, well, I talked to her about some things. And I'm like, Connor Brown. But
he was so nice.
He's the sweetest guy. And he's a great guitar player. And he's all the good vibes. And I just hired him, I don't know, 6 months ago. It was right before my first show at Green Hall. So right before March. So it was more than 6 months ago.
That's awesome.
So I'm, I guess almost a year ago. And he's just been just changed the course of, he's been one of the reasons that you know, my sound has changed because he's just so dedicated and he learns the music.
It's so hard to find. It sounds easy, but it's so hard to find.
And he's positive. He's like, this song's awesome. And I'm like, surely you don't love to play this song all the time. Aww. But he's just so sweet. And he's like, no, I love it. And same with Connor Montoya. He plays the mandolin, the bass, and the upright bass. Mandolin, six-string bass, and upright bass. And then Connor Brown plays lead guitar and bass. And they just switch around, and I play the guitar and bass and sing. And then that's just a fun little trio.
Of course it is. And everyone needs to go see it and go see the Billie Jeans and go see your solo shows. And I just love the New Braunfels girl vibe we have with all the singers here.
I do too. It's a really good place to be for us.
Yeah.
You know?
And, everyone's nice and not catty. Like,
it's not. Every girl in this town, or surrounding areas, like really female artists in general in Texas specifically, because it's all I really know. It's just been so amazing and so kind. Like, we have never, I'm a lover, not a fighter.
Yeah. So. But none of us like drama. And then of course, Allie's like, no drama mama.
Yeah.
Like,
she is record, no drama mama.
Yeah, it's the best.
And she keeps it like even keel, even in like rehearsal. She's like, hey everybody, let's do it. Everyone breathing. She's like yoga. She does her like, ganja yoga, and she's like, everyone breathe in and everyone breathe out. She's like literally the best.
Yeah, I went to her yoga class once because I knew she was teaching. There was not much that could get me up on a Saturday that I had off, a rare Saturday, but Allie Matthys's got me, yeah.
Her goat yoga.
Well, and it was unlimited mimosas, so. Okay.
Oh, at the Screaming Goat, right?
Yes, yeah. It was so fun. Kyle's giving me the look. Hey, it was so fun. Thank you for coming to talk.
Thank you for having me. I've been wanting to do this. Thank you.
You're so good, and you're so nice, and you're so talented.
Thank you.
And I'm so happy that you are, like, got your place, you got your stuff, you're out of relationship, you're like, you're on this momentum bubble.
It's a new me.
It's a new you. Mm-hmm. I can't wait to hear the new
with record. An album coming out.
That's what I mean.
December. Yeah. December. It's already done, recorded.
Girl.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
Yay. Me too. Thank you.
I better get it like
you understand sooner. How it goes. You know how, okay.
I'm just kidding.
I'll send it to you
I'm
first.
I'm totally joking. Okay.
Y'all heard it. I'm sending it to Bree Bagwell first.
That's right. That trapped you in my van and I get the record early.
Yep.
That really worked out for me. Well, thank you so much. Say sorry for interrupting her.
Okay. It's okay, Whiskey. We all love you.
I love it. Be careful on the way to Houston.
Thank you.